This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Green Senator Janet Rice has called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to apologise to trans and gender-diverse Australians on Trans Day of Remembrance. She highlighted the hurt and damage Morrison's past actions have caused trans and gender-diverse people in Australia. She said, "Here in Australia, we have a Prime Minister who labelled a program to help teachers support trans and gender-diverse kids as gender whispering." Australian wedding journal White Magazine has reportedly folded just months after publicly refusing to feature same-sex couples. The magazine came under fire in August after photographers and suppliers noticed that the magazine had not featured any content or advertising around Australia's finally modernised marriage laws. Though the Christian co-founders of the magazine say the magazine was a secular publication and that they had no agenda but to love, they elected to continue to exclude queer couples from their pages. Victorian Labor has committed to backing a Melbourne Pride celebration in 2021 if re-elected at the state election. The street party would take place on Smith Street and Gertrude Street in Fitzroy, and involve the surrounding pubs, bars and restaurants in a European-style street celebration similar to those held in London, New York and Berlin. The Pride event would also help to mark the 40th anniversary of Victoria decriminalising homosexuality, and would be organised by Visit Victoria, working alongside community leaders. The Victorian Liberals have preferenced a far-right independent candidate in Buninyong in the state's west ahead of the upcoming election. Diane Colbert, an extreme conservative Christian, has called homosexuality a form of sexual brokenness and said that trans people are part of Satan's push to remove male and female from the dictionary. The candidate has been preferenced second by Liberal candidate Andrew Kilmartin. The Australian Christian Lobby has launched a campaign to preserve religious schools' ability to discriminate against LGBTI students and staff called Save Our Schools. The ACL said they launched Save Our Schools in response to the Senate inquiry into exemptions to discrimination laws afforded to religious schools. The ACL says that Save Our Schools is designed to give a platform to parents and grandparents whose voices have been pushed aside in the school freedoms debate. City of Sydney councillor Christine Forster is seeking a relaxation of lockout laws for a week in the lead-up to the 2019 Mardi Gras parade. Forster wrote to New South Wales Minister for Racing, Paul Toole, asking for the 1:30 a.m. lockout to be relaxed in Darlinghurst preceding the parade on March the 2nd. Last year, lockout laws were lifted on the weekend of the parade and the Mardi Gras party, which Forster says led to a spike in patronage for businesses in the area. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The Sydney Silverbacks have launched a 2019 calendar to benefit asylum seekers. Proceeds from the prints and calendars will go towards raising funds for the LGBTI community through the Asylum Seekers Centre in Newtown. The works have been on display at Tap Gallery in Surry Hills during November. Twitter users have criticised the English Football League for using rainbow-themed signs and corner flags in a show of support for LGBT inclusivity in the sport. One Twitter user described the move as PC gone mad, while another said they were fine with equality but didn't want it shoved down their throat. The initiative will raise awareness of Stonewall's Rainbow Laces campaign, where 72 EFL clubs will take part between November 24 and December 1st to put on a pride-themed display for LGBT fans, players and staff. And finally, former Cowboys player Jeff Rower has become the first NFL player to enter into a same-sex marriage. The 59-year-old is tying the knot with skincare magnate Joshua Ross and says his former Cowboys teammates have been very supportive of the news. He played with Dallas from 82 to 89 and didn't come out until recently in an interview with the New York Times, where he introduced his 36-year-old partner.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.